When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
My first reaction was, wow, what have I gotten myself into? Secret reporting team in defiance of the top editors who wanted to kill a story because maybe they were afraid of USC?
That's Adam Elmarek, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. My editor, Matt Late, had just asked Adam and three other colleagues of mine to join this secret reporting team.
I came home and told my wife what we were doing, and she was kind of terrified, I think. We were new parents. Why are we wanting to participate in some sort of secret rebellion that's going to rock the boat? Is this really what you want to be doing?
Devon Maharaj, editor-in-chief at the Times, just killed my piece on Carmen Pugliafito, the dean of the medical school at USC. The fact that Pugliafito was at a hotel doing meth and having sex with a young woman who overdosed, and that we had 911 recordings and firsthand accounts, apparently that wasn't enough. But Devon did say he was, theoretically, open to more reporting on it. Neither Matt nor I think he's serious about that, but we are. So this secret reporting team, with Adam and the three others, definitely runs the risk of pissing off our top editors. Adam's only been at the paper for 7 months, and this is an important moment for him.
Look, I didn't get into journalism to be making a lot of money and for a stable career. If you want a stable career and you want to make a lot of money and all of that, I mean, journalism is really not for you. I knew that I had to participate in this effort to get this story published. Otherwise, it would just betray my core values, why I'm a journalist in the first place.
My name is Paul Pringle. I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is Fallen Angels. Episode 4, The Secret Reporting Team.
I wasn't really thinking about the risks. I was thinking about getting the story done and doing what it took to get it published. That's kind of how I felt about it.
Matt Late is my editor on the Pugliafito story. It was Matt's idea to put together this team and keep it out of sight of Devon and his deputy, Mark Duvison. Shelby Grad, another editor, quietly supports us. The first reporter we go to is Harriet Ryan. She's an expert at digging up documents.
I worked at Court TV. I was there for 9 years. I learned about court records, how to get them from any court, you know, go any small town or federal or whatever, and just like find the records. And court records are just filled with like little diamonds of information.
Harriet gets that there's some risk to what we're doing, but she isn't fazed.
And it had like the element of a caper. It seemed righteous because I knew the management was just so awful.
She had worked on a big investigation into Purdue Pharma, the makers of OxyContin. And she remembers how the editors took 2 full years to publish it.
I'm not a bomb thrower or revolutionary by nature, but by that point, when some of the things happened with Pugliafito, like the echoes of Oxy and of just being treated so poorly just came rolling back.
Matt Hamilton had been part of the Times' Pulitzer Prize-winning coverage of the San Bernardino terrorist attack. He understands that this Pugliafito story has to be handled carefully.
It was clear to us that it was sensitive, that it was explosive. I do remember the instruction that this was to be discreet, to be confidential. The assignment, it was clear, was coming from Shelby and Matt Late. I don't know what the hell they told the people above them, but it wasn't an assignment that was coming from Mark or Davon.
Matt's in his 20s. Just a few years ago, he was an intern. One reason he agrees to join our team is to work with people like Harriet Ryan.
I knew her work. I knew her byline. I had heard her on the radio. I was just intimidated by her because she's so good. I felt a high degree of pressure to deliver.
Sarah Parvini is also in her 20s. She'd worked with Matt on the San Bernardino stories. And like Matt, Sarah got her journalism degree at USC's Annenberg School.
I went to USC when I moved to LA as a graduate student in the journalism program. And it only became more obvious that USC was really a player in the city. I personally had a great experience attending Annenberg. I had excellent professors who taught me a lot. When it came time to investigate USC and investigate what the institution itself knew, it's not hard to separate, at least in my mind, your experience as a student versus your experience as a journalist. And I think part of the reason why Paul had turned to me and had thought of Matt as well was because we sort of understood a little bit about how USC worked having gone there for grad school.
Like Matt, she jumps at the chance to work with the veteran reporters, though we do make her nervous.
It was just intimidating to be a young reporter working with, you know, the likes of Paul and Harriet, who are incredible investigative journalists and incredible writers, to sort of be thrown in with them and say, well, you know, go do this. It was intimidating in that aspect. The first meeting was just sort of a rundown of what Paul had already accomplished and what he had already found out.
Immediately, people were like, well, have you tried this? Have you tried this? And I just remember being around this comically large conference table. It was just like the five of us. We were just like off and running from that point.
I remember Harriet basically saying there's two routes we go here. We go through US, like we shake a bunch of trees, or we find the girl.
The girl. Her name is Sarah, and that's all we've got. Devon Kahn, who worked at the Hotel Constance, told me that she was blonde and she was young, probably in her 20s. And the last time he had seen her, she was being wheeled out of the hotel on a gurney.
Everyone on their own accord did what we call a scrub, where you read the story, you read everything Paul's forwarding to us, and just do some like initial digging based on your own instincts. And I remember Sarah and I taking an approach by scrubbing their social media and other digital footprints. Pugliafito's friend list on Facebook was public. We're kind of going through and seeing usual suspects of like medical professionals, kind of people in the Pasadena community. But then we find these really odd characters in his Facebook friends. It's like people with a bunch of tattoos, just palpably different people. How is that person friends with Pugliafito, who lives in like a very tony area of Pasadena, is a top official at USC, and you just see like people that look like they're from the other side of the train tracks, so to speak. It struck us as like, what's the connection? It was like, this is like a girl who looks like she might be an escort. We were going through that specifically to find people named Sarah or a name that sounded like Sarah or young women with blonde hair. Paul would forward them to Devin Kahn and be like, is this her? Is this her? Is this her?
Paul starts sending me photographs and, you know, I'm telling him, no, this isn't her.
I have the Times Library again do sweeps of public record databases. None of the names from Facebook checks out. But suddenly, for the first time, there's a woman named Sarah linked to Pulifito in those databases. Sarah Warren, 22 years old, listed as a, quote, associate. I searched Sarah Warren on Facebook. There are a lot of them. But there's one who's young and blonde and lives in Pasadena. I text her photo to Devon Kahn.
After sending me, I think, maybe two or three photos, eventually he sends me a photo of Sarah, and I'm like, that's her.
It's been a year since the overdose at the Hotel Constance, 10.5 months since I met Devon Kahn, and 4 months since I filed the first draft of my story. Now, finally, we found Sarah. But who is she? And how did she end up in that room doing drugs with the high-flying dean of the medical school at USC?
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
Each member of the reporting team is working a different angle. Harriet Ryan is digging into USC's relationship with Carmen Pulifito. Is USC protecting this guy? And if so, why?
We've been trying to figure out, why is USC so invested in this guy? Just cut him loose if he has all these problems. One of the things we're looking at was the role that he played in this lawsuit between the University of California at San Diego and USC. USC under Max Nikias and under Carmen Pulifito at the medical school, had this focus on transformative faculty. So they were not going to like gradually work their way up the ladder of prestigious research institutions. They wanted to jump stairs. And a very efficient way to do that is to lure Alzheimer's and brain researchers to their universities with their hundreds of millions of dollars grant funding. Carmen Pulifito knew this would make Max Nikias very happy if he could get some of these guys. He brought two brain researchers from UCLA to USC. It was very secretive and overnight raiding of this lab at UCLA. And UCLA was so upset that USC quietly paid a $2 million confidential settlement, which is a lot of money, but nothing compared to the research dollars that USC was getting. And then Pulifito trained his sights on this very prestigious, enormous lab at UCSD, San Diego, which was run by Paul Azen. And USC just took the entire lab. They arranged for everybody to just move over to working for USC without actually leaving San Diego. They would just become USC faculty, USC researchers. They pulled this off so covertly and so totally that there was an allegation that they actually even took the paper clips from the lab at UCSD. They took everything, like the personnel, the file folders. UCSD is devastated. It's hundreds of millions of dollars, like more than $300 million of federal funding. But UCSD decides to do something, which is that they filed a lawsuit against USC. You have two big academic schools fighting over this poaching of academic stars. And a key witness in that case was going to be Carmen Pulifito.
It wouldn't help USC's case if it became publicly known that this key witness had been caught up in a drug overdose of a young woman in a hotel room. And $340 million in grant funding is a big incentive to keep things quiet.
So at the time that the school forces him out and has to reckon with all of his problems, the highest levels of the university knows that he's a key witness in this big case that UC has brought against USC. And the University of California is seeking like $180 million in damages. They want serious compensation. And key to adjudicating this is going to be the testimony of Carmen Pulifito. So when you think about when USC is like weighing, like, what are we going to do about Pulifito? One thing it has to weigh is like, we're going to need this guy to testify for us.
Meanwhile, Adam, Matt, and Sarah are looking for connections between Pulifito and Sarah Warren. She's still the only one who can really tell us what happened in that hotel room.
We started scrubbing Sarah Warren and her family. There was some case involving Sarah in Texas that we found records for. And then I looked through the database and saw Sarah Warren had been arrested several times in LA County. That revealed a number of other cases that we have to pull records for. Sarah Warren had several arrests in LA County. She was in and out of rehabs.
She had been signed up on like a sugar baby kind of website, and that it was associated with an email address that we had found in court documents. So what we knew of Sarah was what we had seen in the court filings in terms of rehab, and then also the association with this sugar baby website.
The website is called Humanoplex, and it's for prostitution. So Sarah Warren is or has been a sex worker.
What was most interesting to me was her attorneys in these cases were very reputable private counsel. She wasn't using public defenders. Someone's paying for her lawyers, and someone's paying for these very tony rehabs. Like, this is not like state insurance-funded rehab centers. This is like high-end rehab centers.
Then we find something else. In one court filing, we discover that Sarah had been arrested with someone named Kyle Voigt.
I was entering names from the Venmo list and the Facebook page into our internal database, being like, maybe there's a hit here. And I eventually struck gold with Kyle Voigt. There were several arrests, and they were all drug-related, possession, identity theft. You know, it wasn't one arrest for like a DUI. This was someone who had a criminal record, an extensive one, and he was friends with Pulifito in some way or associated with him. he didn't have a lot of Venmo friends, but one of them was Kyle Voigt.
Kyle Voigt, who had been arrested 15 times in the past 7 years, pleading guilty or no contest to possession for sale of meth, heroin, oxycodone, fentanyl, and ecstasy. So Matt digs into Kyle's court records.
I knew the clerk at the Valley Courthouse, and she let me come back. And I remember sitting there and kind of going through the pages, figuring out what's important. And I remember seeing a court form that he filled out, and he put an address in Pasadena on Los Robles. And I'm thinking, that address looks really familiar. And it's Pugliafito's address. Why would he list this $5 million mansion in Pasadena? Kyle Voigt, small-time drug dealer, lists this address. How is Kyle Voigt, who appears to be arrested on a semi-frequent basis in the orbit of USC's medical school dean?
All the reporters on this team have covered crime stories. This kind of low-level drug dealing is pretty routine, and it's not much of a story. What makes this different is Pugliafito, an important guy bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars to USC, doing meth and delicate eye surgeries. Turns out Kyle Voigt is sitting in Men's Central Jail, so Sarah Parvini and Adam Elmarek decide to pay him a visit.
I had never gone to a jail or a prison before to speak with someone who was incarcerated there. That was definitely intimidating. Adam and I went down together.
It's kind of like, what else does he have to do? He's sitting there in jail.
I was very glad to have Adam there with me because Adam had way more experience as an investigative reporter than I did. We basically had to, you know, request the time, and then Kyle would have to be okay with speaking to us. I remember just being shocked that Kyle would even speak with us.
He's behind the plexiglass. It's a visitor's kind of room where it's just rows of plexiglass, and you have to pick up the phone, and he picks up the phone. And so you start talking to him through the phone behind the glass.
We had to disclose who we were. We had to disclose that it was for a story that we were working on. We were investigating USC. We were investigating, you know, Pugliafito. But he almost seemed shocked that, hey, how did you find this out? How did you link us together?
How do you know Sarah? How do you know Carmen? He was a reluctant kind of source. So he would kind of sit there and listen and then maybe say something. We were able to confirm that this is not a one-off kind of relationship. This is Pugliafito regularly associating with this circle of drug users and in his case, a dealer. He called him Tony. He said that Tony's always there.
Kyle tells Sarah and Adam that Sarah Warren is his girlfriend. They hang out in Pasadena on Huntington Beach with a bunch of other drug users, and Pugliafito is part of their scene. The reporters ask Kyle about some of the other names they've come across on Pugliafito's social media, people who seem out of place in a world of money and prestige. And Kyle knows a lot of them.
We would drop a name of one of, you know, Pugliafito's associates, and he would go, oh yeah, you know, I remember so-and-so, or oh yeah, wow, you know that person?
But what's strange is that even though this Tony is someone they hang out with all the time, and he's listed on Kyle's counsel form, Kyle seems to hate him. He says that Carmen Pugliafito is a, quote, monster.
He would make sort of ominous kind of remarks. He would say Carmen's evil, that the guy is, he's a really bad guy.
He noted that the relationship between Sarah Warren and Carmen Pugliafito was a toxic one.
Kyle won't confirm that he sells drugs to Pugliafito, but he says he has plenty of dirt on the former dean.
Kyle did in that moment tell us that there were photos or videos or both that would link Pugliafito to basically what we were investigating, to his relationship with Sarah Warren, his relationship with others, including Kyle, in this sort of circle of partying and doing drugs.
What Kyle Voigt gave us was enough of an indication to know that the medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life with this circle of people, which all of a sudden makes the story much more interesting than one night in a hotel room.
And it'll make it that much harder for Davon and Mark to kill the next draft of this story.
You can write a story that explains why having a powerful person who's also an eye surgeon in a position overseeing young students and doing all these drugs and associating with criminals is not an ideal situation.
Have you made the switch to NYX? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from NYX. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from NYX are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try NYX. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to NYX. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive Budget Beach Finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
I think there was an initial idea that we would be able to turn this around pretty quickly.
Reporter Harriet Ryan.
And so on any given day, Sarah and Adam would be like out doing one thing, and then Paul would be doing something else, and Matt would be doing something, then we would like be writing, and just seemed like the days were really full of activity.
But we still need to keep our reporting under wraps.
We made sure that we couldn't be seen. We met a lot of the time in a little office that was like just kind of a spare room. It was kind of out of the way. We would meet in the cafeteria. We took steps to make sure that it wasn't obvious that we were all working together on something major.
Then, Matt Late, who championed the creation of the team, tells us he's leaving the LA Times for a job at CNN.
That news was just kind of like, who's going to edit us now? Who is going to sort of be the steward of this investigation at the editor level and ensure that it's what we want it to be?
And who's going to have our back when Davon and Mark find out what we've been working on?
I was devastated. I'm still devastated. There's part of me that still thinks of Matt Late as my editor, like, even though we haven't worked together in a long time. He's a great person, a kind person, a great reporter. On that Oxy story, like when I was like left alone, I was the last reporter working on it, Matt would come on door knocks with me and just stand next to me just so I wouldn't have to go by myself. Like, he's just like a great person. And I couldn't believe it.
Matt leaving makes us feel like the clock is running out on this team. We've got to nail this story down, make it bulletproof, because he won't be there to fight for it.
Discovering the rehab came from the court files. I remember going through files and seeing names of different rehab facilities.
Through court records, Sarah Parvini has been tracking Sarah Warren's various stints in rehab. Over the past 13 months, there was Palm Springs in Malibu and San Juan Capistrano. The most recent is in Newport Beach. The place is called Ocean Recovery. Like the lawyers, it's not cheap, and that makes us think there's got to be someone bankrolling it. Sarah Warren checked into Ocean Recovery 3 months ago. Most rehabs run a 30-day program, but Sarah Parvini sees that Ocean Recovery also offers a 90-day package, so she might still be there. We decide to make the hour-long drive down to Newport Beach and see for ourselves.
It was a very dramatic, overcast kind of day. Paul and I had driven down from LA to this place. It looked like an apartment complex, but it was some sort of recovery kind of place.
Ocean Recovery is in a fourplex right by the marina.
We parked in front of the building. We walked up to it. At the threshold, there was someone who basically was like, "What are you guys doing here?" Of course, we can't pretend that we aren't journalists looking for information, so we disclosed that. And of course, you know, that person was like, "Well, I can't discuss anyone with you for medical, you know, privacy reasons." There were some people who were outside of the building who looked like they were staying there. And Paul asked if Sarah Warren was there or had been there. One of them said something like, "Well, she's not here right now." We had had the confirmation that Sarah, even if she wasn't there in that moment, had been staying there.
To get that confirmation for us was huge because it meant the thread that we were pulling at was unraveling the way that we wanted it to.
This is as close as we've been able to get to Sarah Warren, and we've tried everything, sending her messages on social media, phone calls, door-knocking addresses she's associated with. We have one more way in, her family. Public records show that the Warrens live in Huntington Beach, a town that calls itself Surf City, USA. It's about an hour southeast of downtown LA. Sarah's father, Paul, is an executive for a logistics company. Her mother, Mary Ann, has a master's degree from Pepperdine. She's got a teenage brother, Charles. Matt Hamilton and I take the drive down the coast.
So we show up to the Huntington Beach neighborhood of the Warren family. And it's, I would say, a quintessential Orange County neighborhood. It's a gated community, but it's in a pretty isolated area. It's close to the water, kind of stucco-y townhouses, Italianate.
Given the neighborhood, the Warrens seem like a typical upper-middle-class Southern California family.
We drove to the different entry points to this gated community, just trying to figure out, like, how are we gonna do this?
We make our way to the Warrens' house and knock on the front door. No answer. Then a young man appears at the door of the garage. It's Sarah's brother, Charles.
Paul gives the spiel, like, we're reporters from the Los Angeles Times. We're trying to talk to Sarah. It's a story about Dr. Carmen Pollifito, the dean of USC's medical school. Charles Warren rolled up the sleeves of his t-shirt, said almost nothing, but pointed to a tattoo that said, "No snitches." I just remember being shocked because this is well-to-do community gated near the coast of Huntington Beach, very lily white Orange County community. And here's this teenager acting tough and macho with a tattoo, like, ready to go, saying "no snitches." I didn't know if he was joking or not, and if it was just kind of imitating thug culture or if he was serious, and he was totally serious.
We have a feeling why USC might want to protect Carmen Pollifito. The prestige, the money, the risk of scandal. But what about this 17-year-old kid from Orange County? What does the good doctor have on him? Devon Maharaj and Mark Duveson deny that they did anything wrong in their handling of the USC investigation. and they maintain that any negative portrayal of their actions is false. Next time on Fallen Angels.
Pugliavito had given him meth, 25 to 50 bars of Xanax.
The deeper we look, the darker it gets.
Here's a young woman who is struggling not only with substance issues, but also this imbalance of power.
She was discharged, but relapsed on the ride home with Pugliavito because he gave her meth and alcohol.
But the people who should be most concerned seem to have different priorities.
We told them we're two reporters from the LA Times. We'd like to speak with President Kias, but of course we were turned away.
The money was arriving so fast, they didn't have time for two LA Times reporters.
That's next time on Fallen Angels. Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, is a production of iHeart Podcasts in partnership with Best Case Studios. I'm Paul Pringle. This show is based on my book, Bad City, Peril and Power in the City of Angels. Fallen Angels was written by Isabel Evans, Adam Pincus, and Brent Katz. Isabel Evans is our producer. Brent Katz is co-producer. Associate producers are Hannah Leibowitz-Lockard and Anpaho Locke. Executive producers are me, Paul Pringle, Joe Piccarello, and Adam Pincus for Best Case Studios. Original music is by James Newberry. This episode was edited by Max Michael Miller. Additional editing, sound design, and additional music by Dean White. Harriet Ryan, Matt Hamilton, Sarah Parvini, and Adam Elmarek are consulting producers. Our iHeart team is Ali Perry and Carl Cadle. Follow and rate Fallen Angels wherever you get your podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.